This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time now for us to examine what's going on with you and your mind. I was at a broadcast event last week, and one of the things that got a good deal of attention when people were talking about me, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, the host of this program and a number of other things that are on the radio and in podcast form. The idea that we have developed this program to explore what is your hidden power. What do you not explore? What do you not know? What do you want to know about what's going on with you in that area of the so-called sixth sense? So a lot of metaphysical focus here. And so during the course of this exploration, we're going to learn how to communicate with animals. We're also going to spend some time with Uri Geller talking about what makes you tick. And then we have, I think we'll also share some thoughts from our resident psychic, Mary O'Malley, on that score. And then with our, she really is the astrologer of the stars, even though she won't tell you that that's really what she is. Maria Trilogy talking about celebrity suicides and what astrology can help us, or how we learn maybe more about that from the astrological point of view. Joining us now is a lady who's been interested since she was very young in the mystical, unconventional ways of thinking and healing, sense to connection to all things in the universe. That's really what this is about. She's a kindred spirit, if you will. Although a lot of people, as you describe it, Judy, do woo-hoo, woo-woo, woo-woo. When it comes to people who don't seem to want to get it, that's okay. It's up. If you let, you live and you let live. If people get it, they're intrigued by it, they want to connect, that's fine. And if not, okay, it's all right. No harm, no foul. I think our first connection was with my new dog, Daisy May. I was introduced to you, and so now she's moved along, you're moving along. So from the things that you, that so-called unconventional thinking when you were younger, how did it develop into you deciding you wanted to be an animal communicator?
Oh, gosh. When I was first realized that I was very young, and I felt this connection between the universe. I felt like I was a part of everything, kind of like looking through a haze.
Well, you are. And we all are.
Yes,
guys, you recognize it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And then I just, oh, gosh, I'm so nervous about being on this show.
Why are you nervous? Relax. You're just having a conversation, you and me.
Oh,
just,
I know.
Talk about Daisy.
Oh, Daisy. Little Daisy was amazing.
She's a fabulous dog.
Yes. When Maria first asked me, I think your question was, is she a good match?
Yeah.
And I first saw an image of Daisy. She, a brown and white dog, up close, the snoot, the eye, and she was so excited and wiggling her tail and, well, she doesn't have a tail, but wiggling her body all the way up and down.
Wiggles her butt. Yeah, she wiggles her butt. And you have pretty much her whole body, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very, and one of the interesting things we were talking about, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but one of the things that you brought into the conversation was Charlotte, who was my love. Charlotte was my, excuse me, my companion for almost 15 years. And so she left, and I was concerned about where she was going to go. And another animal communicator that I knew at the time, Amelia Kincaid, you probably know who she is, she told me that Charlotte would be back again in April of 2018. And so I thought it was very interesting. April comes, and I'm thinking I need to have a dog. I want to have a dog. And so I didn't know what to expect. And I think that you put it into perspective. You said she didn't want to come back in life form because she was happy where she is being around me, and I can feel her. And that's not the thing, that's one of those sixth sense things. I can feel her around me all the time.
Yes, she wanted you to be happy, and she's happy where she is. And then this little Daisy May came into your life.
So how does it, how do you get all of this? How does it come to you, and why do you have to be, when it comes to communicating with the so-called dead, that really isn't, in my mind, your mind, there's no such thing. You lose your life form, but you keep moving on. Energy, as Einstein proved, it doesn't go away, doesn't evaporate, it just finds a different form. So then, how do you communicate with it? How do you, if people are challenging you, come on, Judy, you can't really talk to the animals. Well, yes.
It's not a verbal communication, definitely. Well, sometimes you'll get clear, distinct words, but it's more, for me, a feeling, and then you have to put that feeling into words, or it will be images. Lots of times it's images.
And the images come to you easily? Do you have to think about it, or just stuff pops into your mind?
Stuff just pops into your mind. You have to be relaxed. You have to be undisturbed. Lots of times when I'm doing communication, my own thoughts and my own ideas are getting in the way. So I have to kind of walk around for the day thinking about this dog and just letting the image of the dog or animal, whatever it is, just be with it until my mind quits coming up with ideas.
So do you just deal, do you think, with household pets, or are you dealing with horses? As you know, I'm a dairy farmer, and I've had some very close connection with some cows through the years. I've been around cows all my life. So is it just, how is it determined that you're going to connect with whatever animal?
It's through people. People will ask me, will you see what you can get from my horse or my animal. I had an experience in Mexico too with a tree. I just was looking at this absolutely majestic, beautiful, huge tree and just telling it about some frustrations in my life. And all of a sudden it said, just breathe and do. I heard those words clearly and distinctly, just breathe and do. So if you leave yourself open, things will come to you.
What does it mean to be open, though? What does that mean?
To not have any preconceived ideas, to be relaxed. It's like if somebody's trying to talk to you, you can either be distracted with everything that's going on around you and your thoughts and all that type of thing, or you're open, you're relaxed, and you're open.
So it's something, it's acquired. This skill, do you train for it?
I think there is a bit of training in it because it's like meditation. You have to, that's a training to empty your mind and to just be quiet and open.
Yeah.
Everybody has it.
I think that's it. Everybody has it, but how far do you want to go with it? I think that's what we pick up in a moment here. We're having a conversation with Judy Merrill, who is an animal communicator, and she has a lot of different connections, the good things. How does this work, maybe, and how does it help animal communication? What good is it? Why do you want to know about your animals? We all want to know about our animals, so but to what avail? Why? We'll continue this conversation 15 past the hour. As we get older, our joints, our brain, our cardiovascular system all need extra nutritional support. Diet alone isn't enough, especially today when there's so much bad food around. You need to have supplementation. And the supplementation that's most important is taking fish oil, omega-3s, and now this new krill oil, which helps you as you get older have unlimited joint comfort. Your ankles, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, wherever it is that you have joints, there's a bursa. And the stuff in krill oil helps to make the bursa work better so you don't have those creaky joints and bones, you know what I mean? You want to feel better, guaranteed? You need to get on the program the Purity Products has set forth using Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It's a small capsule, has both fish oil and krill oil in it. It's the solution that satisfies so many different needs because cardiovascularly you need the blood to move to your muscles, to your brain, all the organs in your body. And then the joint comfort that comes with using krill oil is unheralded. You've never felt anything like, just feel good. You'll feel good. And so the folks at Purity are so sure you're going to like this, they'll give you a bottle without charge. It is free when you call 800-355-1493. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 is for energy, too, by the way. Get your free bottle, pay a couple of bucks in shipping, and you're all set. You'll get on the program, you'll like it, and you'll stay on the program. We know that. That's why they give you the free one to get started, so you'll actually feel the difference. 800-355-1493. So don't miss this opportunity. It's a great time for you to call. Take advantage of their generosity. Get this into your body and do the work, the good work. 800-355-1493. A free bottle is yours now at 800-355-1493 of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Continuing on now on Your Hidden Power, which you can find every week, the new podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com, our conversation with Judy Merrill, who's an animal communicator. The stuff that you've learned, there is spiritual connection, as you found, between people and animals, as there is between people and people, because we're all just beings. So what's the extra, or is it just finds its way to some people experientially and not to others, Judy?
It finds a play to other people. It finds a play to you because you have this desire inside to grow spiritually and to touch, to be touched by the animals and to, well, you hope it changes people's ideas about animals too, that they are feeling and spiritual.
Mm-hmm. I think that often, although now we are so connected, we seem to be more and more connected to animals, but then there are people who abuse animals, we all know the stories. Daisy came from a puppy mill. She had 2.5 and already had 2 litters, and then fortunately somebody got her out of there, and she found her way to me. But she's suffering. She has some hip issues and some health issues that I'm going to ask you about because I think she's going to get over them. I feel that she is. She already is down the road a lot further than she was when I first got her. But it's fascinating to have, I guess, confirmation that you've done the right thing. And that's why Judy Merrill would come into play when you're getting a new pet. 21 after the hour here on Your Hidden Power.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Time now to continue our conversation with animal communicator Judy Merrill. If you're not familiar with this, it's important for you to understand how animal, well, if you're interested in understanding how your mind works and how connected we all are, life on this planet and life elsewhere is all connected. It really is. It's all about the spirit. But maybe we should take apart your specialty here, Judy, because a lot of people who own animals that are listening to this program, and I use that term loosely because I don't think you own your animals. In fact, I think in many instances they own us. But it's not owning, it's partnership as much as anything else. So the way you get into it, do you actually consult the people come to you and say, tell me how I can work better with my pet, how does this connection work? Because I'm sure people have all kinds of questions for you.
Yeah, some people have questions, and others just want to know, just talk to my animal, you know, see what it has to say. I want to know how it's doing. So you connect with the animal. I sit quietly. I have my own kind of little list of questions that I go after. Some of them are questions that validate, that have an answer to, that they can validate is correct.
Yeah.
And that builds their confidence, too.
Yeah.
So, and I ask them how they're doing.
Yeah. And so do you mind if I ask you, how, you said Charlotte was doing fine. Obviously, that's a concern of mine. And how does she communicate with and you? I mean, sometimes people who do what you do can actually make the animals feel better. They can communicate with them. So I didn't ask you this directly. You connected with Charlotte, but have you talked directly to Daisy? And I use these folks, you know, listening as an example of what you can find if you're curious enough to get somebody like Judy on the horn. So anyway, can the two of them talk to each other, Charlotte and Daisy?
I spoke mostly with Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy May.
Daisy May. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I asked her about her hips, and she was kind of curious that she thinks her hips are normal. They're, well,
really?
They're normal to her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course they are. Yeah. What is it? Have you talked to her? Can you talk to her now? Are you, how do you tune in, and when do you tune in, and under what circumstances do you know? How do you know you're for sure talking with the animal?
I sit and I get the image of the animal, and I have the image in my mind and give it a greeting, say hello, and get a response. And it's almost a visual thing. In your mind's eye, you can see the dog or the animal, and the animal will look at you. And then it's more feelings, sometimes even intense body feelings.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One time I got a very strong sense of constriction in the chest, and the kitty cat had a heart murmur.
Mm. So did it? Can you tell how it's going to turn out?
No.
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 Just what's real now at the
mm-hmm.
moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the most difficult thing you've had to tell an owner of a pet?
So far, nothing really difficult.
Really?
It's always been...
If you saw something that looked difficult, the pet was about to pass, would you tell the owner or the person that had the dog, cat, whatever the animal?
I'd ask the animal if they wanted me to.
Ah. And then they would tell you. Well,
because mm-hmm. oftentimes they're concerned about the owner's well-being
yeah.
and happiness.
Of course. Mm-hmm. All right, so Judy Merrill... offering a 25% discount on her services. You can contact her at enrichyourvibe@gmail.com. That's enrichyourvibe, all one word, enrichyourvibe@gmail.com. Mention Doug, enrichyourvibe@gmail.com. Judy Merrill, working with animals as an animal communicator, bringing us a lot of new information on this here on Your Hidden Power. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un continue to prepare for their historic summit in Singapore, where President Trump will push for full denuclearization, and he has said the U.S. will help the North get on its feet economically. Japan and South Korea monitoring the summit closely, though they're not directly involved in the talks, and also not being involved in the prep for them, Democrats. According to the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Committee, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey.
It is a Democrat and Republican objective to have a direct negotiation between Kim and Trump, but thus far, the president has not included Democrats.
Trump sounding off in a tweet again on allies over their reactions to steel and aluminum tariffs, saying that fair trade should be called fool trade if it's not reciprocal. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get a
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Moving along now on Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me now is our regular visitor from the East. Actually, I can say that. It sounds like the introduction of Karnak or something. Uri Geller is in Israel. That's his home. He and I have been connected at the hip for a long, long time. Anytime I have any questions about motivation, what people need to know about, you know, so many people, Uri, think we've had this big discussion about suicide and the people who are famous and not famous and the connection to drugs and all that other stuff and people thinking that it's over. And I wonder what you would, if you were confronted, maybe somebody has come to you over the course of your career as a motivator. People come to you and ever said, I just can't stand it anymore, Uri. I want to end my life. And if that's the case, what would you say to them?
Listen, you know, because I get 300 emails, probably more than that a day, You know, sometimes I am confronted with emails that I have to answer because there are people who are, you know, telling me that this is the end. They're going to commit suicide and they can't take it anymore. And believe it or not, Doug, most of these people are younger. If you look at the last 3 weeks, there was a very famous American fashion designer who committed suicide. Then there was the chef who committed suicide, a leading light in the field of, you know, culinary and food and CNN worldwide. No one knows why he killed himself. So I always answer back. But the first thing I tell them in my email is to seek professional help. Mm-hmm. You've got to go to either a doctor or a psychologist, a psychiatrist. If that fails, then I have a motivational advice, something that I try to bring a positive outlook into these people's lives. And I think you do it too, because there's no doubt in my mind that you in the past encountered these type of requests. Or am I correct?
Yeah, I've had people who have come to me and asked me for advice, and I don't know that I feel qualified other than as an observer of life, although I get a lot of, I think the greatest glory here is not in making it about us, it's about making it better for them. Sometimes you are able to succeed, sometimes you fail, but I am constantly determined to make people's lives better. That's what this whole radio work that I do is about, and your life has been about making people's lives better. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't.
Yeah, sometimes I believe that just by listening to others who are in different fields, and I'm in a very interesting and unique area, I try to bring vision, motivation, creativity, innovation into the lives of these people. I try to trigger their imagination. I try to tell them and instruct them to think positive, be confident. And I always, you know, I always use these, and you've heard these phrases before, if you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. Whatever you can visualize, you can materialize. You're the architect of your own life. And I think I touch people that way. And I tell them to think out of the box because, hey, let's face it, most of the, the population of the world, we're struggling. Most people are struggling. From very tragically, if you come to think about that every 3 seconds, every 3 seconds, a baby dies from hunger. And when I tell people, look, when you wake up in the morning, put yourself in an attitude of gratitude because, hey, just think about the bigger scope in life. Look how people are struggling, no food, no housing, babies are sick. And it's incredible what's happening worldwide around us, and we don't understand and we don't realize how privileged we are that we basically have everything. And especially if you have health, then you have everything in life.
Well, there are people who obsess, though, on the negative, and we know that. It's hard sometimes to get people out of the way of sadness and get them happy. People obsess about what their health problems may be or money problems or whatever their problems are. We all have problems. You can put some thoughts into a box. Maybe that's kind of what I have been doing of late. Just put stuff into a box. Okay, so this problem is taken care of, or we can't deal with it right now. Put it over here. Let's deal with the next problem that is more on top of us than the others. You can't do them all at once, I don't think. I think you gotta. I think you have to do one at a time, don't you?
Yes, yes, I do, and I also tell people that gather all your negative thoughts, gather all your things that make you sad, angry, frustrated, stressed out. Put them in a box and shoot them into the universe. It's actually a very good method of exercising your mind and meditate, contemplate, do affirmations, and then you will start drawing and absorbing the good things in life into your life. Helping other people around you will give you tremendous satisfaction, and that tremendous satisfaction builds energy and positive power into your own mind, soul, and body. So everyone who's listening to us, again, if you have anything that is really negative in your life, put it into a box, shoot it into the universe, and let it just go. Now, if you're concerned, if you're troubled, if you're stressed about things that kind of keep you awake at night, just think about what you're thinking, because most probably those negative things that you're bringing into your thoughts have never even happened yet. You're just imagining them. You're saying, oh, what if this is going to happen to me? What if I lose my money? What if I'll go bankrupt? You haven't even crossed that bridge yet, and you're creating problems for yourself. So pure, keep your mind pure, positive, motivational, and you will be successful. You are the architects of your own lives. So create a good life for yourselves.
A lot of people are different. Obviously, we're all different in a manner of speaking in many ways, some similar. But it is, I try to understand what makes people tick. I think it's fascinating. You've been able to do a lot of that. You've comprehended what makes people different, but yet you've also understood what makes what brings people together, why we are, in a sense, kind of all the same. There are many things about us that are the same, and we kind of ought to build on that rather than our differences, and I think you see that as well. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. You're on a fascinating time with a fascinating mind. Check out urigeller.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
44 after the hour now. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Now time for us to introduce you to a lady who has lots of God-given talents, knows how to cultivate them, and can help you cultivate your talents as well, because she understands, she knows, at least in my estimation, that's why she's here, Mary O'Malley, our resident psychic at psychicscout.com. She knows what makes you tick. I just asked Uri Geller, as a matter of fact, when I was thinking about that, the whole that phrase, what makes you tick? What makes Mary tick? What is it? And then you understand, you understanding what makes you have such a cute giggle. What makes you tick helps you to understand what makes other people tick, right?
Pretty much. It's, you know, over the years I've really been able to connect with spirit, and I think spirit makes me tick. It, you know, gives me my instructions for the time being, and helps me be in the moment, is available to me when I have questions. And just enjoying my life makes me tick. You know,
having the goodness, it's supposed to be fun. Yeah, getting the goodness out of it. I was talking earlier with an animal communicator, and I wonder how many people come to see you to get connections to their animals, past or present. Do you ever do much of that at PsycheScout.com?
I do, yeah, more than I expected.
Really?
It's a lot of fun communicating with animals. They're very clear. They're very precise. For me, the information comes in pictures and feelings. Mm-hmm. And I'm always amazed.
Well, in a sense, I've asked that question, what makes people tick? Their animals make them tick, do they not? Oftentimes, animals are closer to human beings than other human beings. And I will tell you, that was the case with me and Charlotte, for sure. We were kindred spirits and souls, and I knew it.
Yeah. And, you know, they understand your feelings and emotions better than we do. And because they're so, you know, they don't get caught up in everything. It's just, oh, sad. Oh, happy. Oh, you know.
Yeah. They're very basic.
Yeah.
Scratch my belly and I'm happy.
Yes. Well, me too, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You find the right person, I suppose you scratch their belly and they're happy too. Scratch their head. Yeah.
And they also pick up physical ailments, things like that. And a lot of times the animals will reflect what's going on with the person.
You know, I forgot about that. I might have asked that lady. Yes, there are a lot of people who say, and now I think research proves it, Mary, that people who are sick with cancers and things, dogs can detect it. Matter of fact, didn't I see something a month or two ago? I think we talked about it, Kara, on the air. Someone who had a cancer, and the dog found it, and in some way, shape, or form, I don't remember the details, but I do remember it being one of those wowzers, good heavens, and so paying attention. Yeah, well, it's paying attention, isn't it? It's just paying attention.
Just paying attention to the animals and knowing they're communicating with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a colleague who's an animal healer, mostly working with horses, and she says so many times the issue with the horse is really the issue with the person.
Mm-hmm.
So she does the healing on the horse, and she really needs to spend time with the person.
Right.
Yeah.
My friend Warren Eckstein, who does the pet show on the radio, he says that his problems, or at least his problem solving column, the questions he gets, his real focus has to be on the owners and not on the dogs or cats or whatever the animals. And I think that's true. We and dogs and cats try to help train us, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
Right. Babies. They train us, too. And pretty much in the same way, there's just that simplicity of communication.
Well, it would seem to me with, maybe I'm onto something here. Hopefully I am. That's the idea of this program is to help people. When you get connected to your dog and you're really close to your dog, some people pay more attention to the dog and what the dog is saying in a way than what people will say if they really are paying attention. And I think that's the thing. You pay attention to the dog, and maybe therefore you're paying attention to yourself. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes, because it's not unusual for a dog or, you know, a pet to reflect what's going on with the person. So
mm-hmm.
if you notice the dog is kind of whiny and needy, you know, you have to check on yourself and make sure you're in your body and that you're paying attention to how you're feeling and what's going on in your life, because the animal will reflect who you are in that moment.
You want to find out what makes you tick? Go to PsychicScout.com and get a good reading from Mary O'Malley. PsychicScout.com. Fabulous insight into who you are and what makes you tick.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hidden Power Show. Your Hidden Power number 50. If you're interested in our podcast, they're all annotated and archived at yourhiddenpowershow.com. In the current one, you'll meet acupuncturist Andy Stern. She's been in private practice for a long time, specializes in all kinds of women's health issues, fertility treatments, that sort of thing, pediatrics. I go to her and get many benefits, and we talk about how and why people need acupuncture and who would be a prime candidate for that. Also, Uri Geller on the current podcast of Your Hidden Power discusses how you're going to activate 90% of your brain that you don't use. Our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, explains what happens when a reading turns out wrong, get the wrong information. And astrologer Maria Trilogy reviews the four issues her clients want guidance with. And I guess at some point in time, you've probably given out bad advice, but you didn't know you were giving out bad advice. You don't intend to give out bad advice. Once in a while, though, the connection goes awry between you and spirit, right?
Well, I think what happens is we always want to be an uplifting, positive force with people. And so maybe the information spirit has for us seems a little bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So we try to pad it a little with the client. Do you know what I mean by that? Yeah. Like let them down softly.
Yes,
and
right.
then they get the shock, you know, what really spirit wanted us to say.
Yeah.
And then it falls back on, obviously, the giver of the information. So that's where we can get into some, you know, can get challenging along the way there, and it can go wrong.
Well, because there are a lot of people who are wondering about these suicides.
Yes,
I guess if I were to ask you what something is, there's maybe a helpful way to connect astrology. Can you use it to tell enough about a person's personality to determine whether or not they would do this?
Well, I think it's such a delicate, delicate matter. It's an extremely personal situation, obviously. There is an understanding, though, astrologically. If you were, of course, it's always great for a doctor after, you know, when a doctor's doing an autopsy. You know, you can really tell what was going on in the body. Well, in the mind, it's the same. You know, when we look at the chef, Anthony Bourdain,
right.
He was such a sensitive, emotional man. He was a Cancer. And Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, those are all the water signs. So here's a man who's so emotional and on the inside, and maybe not able to express those emotions, and his moon was in Aquarius. So that's someone who's so outgoing and in the world and, you know, in his head and not so concerned. Not that he's not, Aquariuses aren't concerned about emotions, but they have a way of processing them differently than the water signs do. So if we put those together and see that this man was so, you know, loved by the world, but inside of him he carried all the, you could tell he carried a lot of sadness of these different countries he went to. You know, the Cambodians and and the Vietnamese and all of that. And we don't know if that really, you know, affected him to some degree that he felt. We don't know that.
Well, you don't know.
There are those things that the astrological qualities that we have to find a way to embrace and work with. And the same thing with Kate Spade. She was a Capricorn woman. Now, Capricorn women, Capricorn is the father of the zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
So these women are they're strong, they're more in tune with, or they have to be in business, you know, the male side of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a challenge, I am sure, being emotional out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if we're not able to, you know, we are emotional beings. So we've got to understand our emotions. That's why our signs are so critical to embrace and to understand how we can work with all of that in a way that's positive. These tragedies are very, very sad.
Maria Trilogy, her connection is astrologer4yourlife.com, astrologer4yourlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.